573 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll certainly be looking for you again next week. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's 43 degrees here, overcast and foggy. Got a heavy fog advisory in place for another couple of hours. Not a very pretty day out there at all, and kind of chilly if you're out there walking in it. We are streaming live via the internet on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, and Broadcastify. I checked them both out this week on the CWNet, and they seem to be working pretty good. So, in fact, I thought Broadcastify sounded a little better than TuneIn, but hey, that was just my telephone. Let's see. I've got one station on my check-in list so far. That would be Alpha Bravo 4 Sugar Foxtrot. Well, he's already checked in, so that would be Alpha Bravo 6 Bravo Sugar is already on the list. Let's see who else we have out there. I've got N3OUE, obviously, was assisting with the fuzziness on Bob's signal. So who else do we have? Those who've served, U.S. Coast Guard.
November, Mexico, 3, Germany, NM3,
November, Bravo, November,
Mike November,
Mike Foxtrot,
November, Mike
Zero,
Sierra.
November, Mike 3 Golf,
NM3G. Okay. Can't write that fast. You guys are really good out there. Let's see. NM3G, N4, NMF, KB2NBY, WA4MZS, and a host of others. Other Coast Guard veterans?
November, Oscar 4, Mike. Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Okay, Whiskey Delta 3 November, NO4MM, K9LNX, NB8R, and there's still somebody out there behind them. Go ahead.
Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra.
W1OIS, who else?
Kilo 4, Mike, Oscar Echo.
Kilo 4, Mike Oscar Echo. By golly, got you in here on your own nickel there that time. That's good. Other Coast Guard veterans? Okay, sound like a Kilo Delta 5?
Kilo Juliet 5, Mike Papa Romeo.
Kilo Juliet 5, Mike Papa Radio. Is that a roger?
QSL.
Okay, KJ5MPR, and I know there's a couple more, other Coast Guard veterans?
Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar.
I think there's one more out there somewhere. Can somebody, does somebody hear that station nice and clear and loud and can tell me who that is? Okay, make give it another try, Coast Guard vet. Well, I guess I got them all for now, at least for now. We'll get some more here in a minute. Let's see. First off, will be Alpha Bravo 6 Bravo Sugar, turning the antenna for that out to the West Coast. Alpha Bravo 6, Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, I think. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, go ahead.
Not much need to report on here. We're just plugging along.
going from day to day. But anyway, had fun with the net, and
All right, Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, very good, Cliff. Well, it's good to have you on board today from out there in Medford, Oregon. Hope your weekend goes well for you, and hope that that the weather is kind of nice for you too. Over.
Roger, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, we could sure use a breath of the cast here. I've got some stuff I want to do with it, when it's dry. Anyway, so I'll let you guys carry on, and I'll be listening out. This is Easy 50S.
All right, Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. I'm going to go ahead and work the West Coast stations here while I got the antenna turned, if you guys don't mind a little bit. K4MOE.
Whiskey 5, CGT, K4MOE. Good morning, Dick, and everybody in the net. Tom here in Eureka, and everything is going well. We got 51 degrees, fog, and wet, and 1/10 of a mile visibility, over.
Well, you sound like you're a little foggier than we are. I can see the end of my driveway and a little bit beyond, but that sounds like maybe I wouldn't be able to see my hand in front of my face with fog like that. That's pretty serious, over.
Yeah, it's pretty wet right now. It's been a couple of foggy days, misty days here. Similar to your weather, it sounds like, except for you're a little bit warmer there. Everything is all well here. Track seems to be coming along pretty good, and keep making some different changes and whatnot. But antennas are up and everything like that. And the gang is doing well. Foxtrot, Devin, Beta, and Brief. Kilo Foxtrot, Echo 3, over. We watch Brief every Wednesday. We take him all day while Kevin gets to sleep after the graveyard shift. So he's getting around pretty good at the grandparents' house, over.
Roger. Good to hear. Glad to hear that. Well, very good, Mr. Tom. Sounds like your trip, your excursion, your relocation to the West Coast is all you've been wanting for it. And I'm glad you're out there with your family now. I know you're getting ready for the Christmas season. I'm sure that's going to be a lot of fun with everybody being together out there. And your station setup sounds pretty good. You're not having any trouble getting signal into Dallas-Fort Worth from Eureka, California. So we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and have a great week.
Okay, Dick. Thanks for holding the net there and everything you're doing there in the background for sure. So take care, and Semper Paratus and 73, K4MOE clear.
7-3 Semper Paratus, Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar.
W5CGCWF6O. Good morning, Sunshine. Glad you got to me when you did, because I got to get out of here in about 5 minutes. Did you want to hold the list for 9 o'clock, or do you want me to go ahead and read it off?
No, I'm gonna do that at the top of the next hour. We've got a pretty good check-in list here, so I'm going to go ahead and work the group, and then we'll do that at the top of the next hour. Over.
All right, copy. I will not be here. I will catch you later. W5CGCWF6O.
All right, sir. Have a great day. I know you got a busy day planned there. Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3 Semper Paratus. Okie doke, let's see. Coming back around toward the eastern coastline here. N3OUE, N3OUE, go ahead.
Okay, good morning again, N3OUE. Yeah, it's 37 degrees here, cloudy. We had the only major snowfall I want yesterday. Is an inch and a half, that's enough. Back to you.
Well, that's an inch and a half more than what I care to have, so... good for you, Mr. John. Nice to hear you. Thanks for jumping in there with Bob and his rig issues. I think he's starting to get things straightened out, but still think that he needs to ground that shield going into his mic jack. He's got a lot of stray RF in his shack due to the antenna structure that he's running, and that's kind of thing that happens. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, when I first heard him, it almost sounded like an amp clipping, up here. But I listened to it more, it sounded like you said RF getting in there. But he cleared up a lot. He was fairly good before he signed off there. I heard him talking to you, so maybe he'll get his problem. I had that with I had a 746 Pro, and the thing. It was driving me crazy. I put a choke on the coax and nothing would cure it. I finally unplugged that blasted sound card and that cleared right up. So the same sort of symptoms that he had, and that's what that sound card plug-in, so that accessory plug-in. So you never know.
Yeah, it definitely. I sent him a link to Heil Sound's website, where they discuss all of that and the cure for it, and hopefully he'll be able to get that done, and it'll work out for him. Have anything else going on? You starting to think about Christmas out there?
Yeah, we start tomorrow. We go down we go over to Dover in Delaware, and that's we go to the mall over there and we do our Christmas shopping and stuff. We look around. We were just to tell us here, so we go in the mall, look around, have some lunch, and enjoy. That's our Christmas season. Go ahead.
Roger. Well, you enjoy that, and we're kind of building up to it here. Our Christmas festivities probably get started on around Monday or so. I think we'll see how that all works out, where we start to get the decorations finished. And I know some people already have them up. My son has them up. A lot of the outdoor decorations are done, but we need to start decorating on the inside, and I think that probably is going to happen on Monday. You enjoy your week, and we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus, and look for you next week. Nice signal.
Okay, fine business there. Okay, buddy, we'll talk to you next week. Look forward to it. 7-3 Semper Paratus. From 3OUE.
And 3OUE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, November, Mexico, 3 Germany.
W5 CGC in the group, November Mike 3 Golf.
Hi, Dick. Good to hear you again, as usual. And just a quiet Saturday here. It's overcast and 40 degrees. We were expecting mixed precipitation, but it just kind of missed it all day and stayed well north of freezing. So we got away from any of that potential fender munching weather, which is a good thing. We're just kind of taking it easy today. Pretty much that's our routine. Our daughter and son-in-law will be coming in from St. Louis on Monday and be here for the week. So we're going to probably do all sorts of stuff while they're here. You know, pull the tree up and decorate the house and other things. So we'll still try and make it on. I think they're going to be heading out on Saturday, so I'll be able to get on the net if I'm not too tired, that is. So I'll let you run 73. You were saying Bob was having problems. What kind of antenna system is he running over?
It's an infed wire, and it is. I'm not sure. He's got an external. I believe he's got an external antenna tuner on it. But it's a small space and not very high. But it works. But it does require a lot of grounding over.
Okay, the fact he's got RF in the shack instead of out in the outside, I can write a book on that, but I won't. Anyway, thanks, Dick. If he tries the grounding and that doesn't work, maybe I can chat with him about a couple of things to try. So, anyway, 73 Semper Paratus, thanks for all you do. W5 CGC November Mike 3 Golf.
All right, and by the way, Captain Pepper went to the groomers on Tuesday, and he was treated with what was supposed to be a special hyperallergenic shampoo to stop him from itching and licking his paws. It just got worse. That's the first time I've ever given him a bath, and his itching and licking got worse, but it did. But other than that, he's doing fine. He's Mr. Happy. He's running around here, plays with toys, and does his doggy stuff, and certainly lets me know if anybody comes to the door. 73 Semper Paratus, NM3G, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, have a good week.
Thanks, Dick. You too.
NM4 November Mike Fox.
Hey, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, November 4, November Mike Fox. Right. Hey, good morning there, Dick.
Shortly after you keyed your microphone, and you all of a sudden went into total distort mode, and it sounded like the same thing that is plaguing KJ4UGE RF on the audio line. And you started out clean, and then all of a sudden it just started distortion, and it didn't stop the entire time. So I wasn't able to copy anything that you said, but boy, I tell you what, you had a nice, noisy, strong signal. So I don't know what happened, but you might want to look into that, and we'll wish you the best at trying to find it out, and we'll get a report from you maybe next week on what happened. Good luck with that, and good luck with your Christmas shopping. I'm going to say 73s and let you go figure it out. N4NMF W5 Charlie Golf Charlie will be clear. KB2NBY, I'm going to turn it over to you. How are you doing up there?
Doing good, Dick. W5CGC and the Coast Guard. KB2NBY here in Davenport, New York.
All right, Dick. We got 4 inches of snow on the ground.
4 inches at this moment.
There was 6 inches the other day.
But, the sun kind of beat it down a little bit.
Yesterday morning, the 5th of December, we had 8 degrees below zero.
Yes, on the 5th of December, we had 8 degrees below zero.
Even took a picture of the thermometer.
Yep. And at the moment, we got 30 of 30 degrees above zero. And we're seeing a little bit of blue skies at this moment in time. And hopefully you had a great day. Okay, on the Admiral there. And having this haircut.
And, yeah, it's the snow and the animals here, they just stay in the house.
So,
wish you a wonderful day there, Dick. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Semper Paratus, W5CGC, KB2NBY.
Okay, very good. By gosh, that's cold. Man, you'll be ice fishing in no time up there with temperatures like that. And yeah, Roger on the animals staying inside. Yeah, I don't. The captain goes out and does what he needs to do, and pretty much doesn't stay very long when the temperature is down below freezing. Let's just put it that way, which is good. He's definitely a couch potato. 7-3 Semper Paratus, and we'll look for you next week. KB2MBY W5 Charlie Golf Charlie next on my list. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra.
And then you CGC W4, and it is. Hey, good morning, Dick, and everybody else. And wish you a very early Merry Christmas. And we've been just not doing too much today. I did a little cross stitch and. I've been trying to figure out how to get rid of an R390, and it seems like I just can't get any takers. But talk about the temperatures. I knew right before I retired Coast Guard, we had one of our land stations up on a place called Coast, Alaska, and I experienced 57 degrees below zero, and that is totally unreal, wasn't it? It was getting scary. That was the day we were leaving. I was there at TDY, and we were supposed to be leaving that day, got up that morning, and whoa, it was cold.
How did you manage to leave on a day where it was that far below zero? I wouldn't think even engines would run in temperatures like that.
It was. You had to be very careful and force yourself to breathe through your nose. It was an experience. Anyhow. That's about it. On this end, our weather is about the same as yours. We're running mid-40s, mid to upper 40s, and overcast. So that's about the story, and we'll let you move on to the list. W5CGC, WA4, MZS.
All right, Mr. Ed. I'll take care over there. And, boy, I don't know what to tell you about that R390. Obviously, it's a great receiver, and, you know, you probably need two men and a boy to pick. I get it. Hopefully you can find somebody that wants a really good antique receiver that will work for many years to come, no doubt about it. Take care. We'll look for you next week. 7-3 Semper Paratus. Whiskey Delta 3 November. Whiskey Delta 3 November from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Are you there, sir? Over.
We have 35 degrees, and I don't know. I can see some blue sky. Can't call it overcast.
You can't call it overcast. Okay. Very fine. Very fine. What's your temperature up there, Dennis?
We have currently 35 degrees. It got down pretty cold yesterday, or the day before, to 10 degrees. I wasn't happy with that, but we got there. We got out of it. I'm burning some firewood, but that's okay. That's why I made it.
There you go. And I suspect you probably have a good enough supply that you won't have any problem keeping up with whatever the temperature throws at you.
Roger, roger. I feel worry-free about that condition, so doing all right. And we're just getting along here. I was staying inside a little bit more, when it was cold and windy. But other than that, I get out there a little bit.
I don't blame you. I freeze to death just walking down the end of the driveway to get the garbage can, like this morning, over.
Yeah, you're lucky. The garbage, sometimes my garbage can comes home on its own with the wind we got.
Yeah, well, thankfully, this is one of those great big recycle bins, and it's on wheels, and so it makes it fairly easy, but it's still chilly walking out there to get it. Oh, man. Well, I hope your weather doesn't turn too bad for you. Keep the fires burning, and appreciate you being there, and hope your Christmas shopping isn't too extensive this year, over.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done Christmas shopping. Now all I have left is impulse shopping.
Well, I haven't even started, but I do have a list, and that's a good thing. At least I got the list. 73 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you again next week. Whiskey Delta 3 November, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. 73 Semper Paratus. November Oscar 4, Mike.
Yeah, W5CGC. And the group from NO4MM.
Yeah, well, it's not that cold here. It's colder, but it's not that kind of cold. I don't miss that at all, being up in Massachusetts. I used to live that. And, I don't think I could stand those kind of temperatures anymore.
But things are going better. Feeling a little better.
And not a whole lot going on here. We're getting ready for the holidays. And I think I tried to tell you last week that we're going on another cruise over Christmas. So that's like a 10-day or something like that. So we'll actually be at sea on Christmas Day. So be ought to be different. Go ahead.
Well, that ought to be interesting. Have you ever been out on one of these cruises over the Christmas holiday?
No, never. We've gone before. Oh, we've gone after, but never actually on the holiday. We've always stayed together with the family. This time we're gonna take in. Go on Christmas because we can't be with our grandkids because they're going to be gone on Christmas, so we can't see them till January anyway. So it just made the decision for us, so that's why we're going.
Yeah, Roger. Any special programs that the cruise line has, advertised at least for this cruise?
Oh, I'm sure they've got all kinds of holiday things planned. I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. My wife does all the planning, and it's a total surprise to me when I get there. Sometimes I don't want to know. But they do the whole Santa Claus thing and the story reading, and all the characters are there and everything, so... It's pretty good. They have some really good shows on the Broadway style shows and whatnot in the evening. And they make it all holiday stuff, whatnot. But it's pretty good. And other than that, things are going pretty good. And I'll let you go and let you move on down the list. You have yourself a good week. Try to stay warm and all that kind of stuff. W5CGC from NO4MM. Semper Paratus to you, and have a great week.
You betcha. NO4MM, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Big 73 Semper Paratus. And if we don't speak to you again before Christmas, because you'll be out on a cruise, we'll say Merry Christmas to you now, and enjoy the holiday. Let's go with K9LNX.
Good morning, Dick. W5CGC in the net. K9LNX. And
Yeah, we've got a heat wave here right now. It's 33 degrees, cloudy, and it's going to be a fairly nice day. We're not supposed to get anything yet, and I emphasize yet. But other than that, not too much going on down here. I got a phone call a few minutes ago. The daughter and son-in-law are about 30 minutes out. They're coming in from Chicago, and we've got the family Christmas party at the church today, so we'll probably have 50 or 60 people there. So other than that, not much going on. WICGC from K9LNX.
Well, it sounds like a nice family gathering anyway. K9LNX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, Gary. Well, I wish you and the family a very happy holidays, very Merry Christmas to the crew there. My son and daughter-in-law are up in Minneapolis this weekend. They went up there for a company function yesterday and decided to take the opportunity to go on a little tour. They're actually going to Prince's house in studio this afternoon, and I guess they're going to get a VIP tour of the place. I guess that's something you can do in Minneapolis. I don't know what else you can do there because it's dadgum cold. They were wrapped up like Eskimos this morning. Of course, coming from Texas, you know, it's like a system shock going into there. It wasn't gradual. It was all of a sudden. But snow on the ground and 0 degree temperatures. I guess they're no wonder they're frozen over. Uh-oh, did you get that, Gary? Well, Gary, I don't know. That's happened with you before, where I've turned the mic over to you and you're just not there. I don't know. Strange things happening up there at K9LNX land. We'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus and enjoy the family this afternoon. K9LNX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s, Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick. Yeah, I had a phone call right in the middle of everything. 7-3s and have a good holiday. K9LNX.
Oh, well, I'm glad at least it wasn't a mechanical failure this time around. Take care, Gary. Good to have you on.
Yeah, well, the old rig is still running. It's old enough to vote, but it seems to run. W5CDC, K9LNX.
All right, sir. November Bravo 8 Romeo.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, this is November Bravo 8 Romeo, and greetings, Dick, from Eastern Panhandle, West Virginia, where we got about 2 inches of snow yesterday, still a little bit on the ground. Temp's about 35 degrees, but it's been getting cold at night, so it definitely has turned out to be an early winter, over.
Roger that. Well, I guess we've been lucky here. It really hasn't... We haven't had any of that bone-chilling weather yet. I think the lowest we've gotten here is about 25 degrees, and that was last week, and it was only one morning, and it didn't last very long. We've been right at freezing the last few days, but I think mostly what we've been dealing with here is overcast, gloomy, you know, chilly 40s, you know, upper 40s, and that's about it. Over.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I just don't associate that kind of weather with Texas, but I haven't spent that much time in Texas. Yeah, there's no warm up in the foreseeable future here. I hope it does get a little bit better because they don't plow the roads here because they're dirt. And starting a week from Monday, I got jury duty 26 miles away in town, and I don't need bad weather getting me in trouble with the judge. Over.
No, and you don't need to, if those roads, they're dirt roads, you don't need them to thaw out and turn into a big gooey muddy mess either, over.
Roger, well, I'll take the mud over the ice, but I would prefer just some dry dirt for the foreseeable future, so I'm hoping for a warm-up in the next few days, but not in the forecast thus far, W5CGC and B8R.
Very good, Robert. How you doing for the holiday planning? Anything going on there?
No, not really. We don't do a big deal. I'll go shopping for a Christmas tree out in my back 40. That'll make the XYL happy. And she went to the big city, Harrisonburg, Virginia, a few days ago, and
sleep number beds, which we anticipate will be delivered sometime. And that thing cost about twice what my first new car did, over.
Yes, I can understand, and I can imagine. Well, let's just put it this way. I hope you have pleasant dreams on that thing, and at least you won't have to fight over, being able, I guess you can adjust both sides of it to whatever works best, over.
Yeah, you can do that. I personally hate the idea of anything mechanical being involved with my sleep. I'm kind of old-fashioned and just trust a mattress, but she's been wanting one of these for a while, and finally I told her whatever she wanted to do, just don't involve me.
Well, you'll have to give us a full report on whether or not you've been able to get a better night's sleep with all that fancy equipment to adjust the firmness, and whether or not you get to raise your head or your feet or your knees or whatever it does. I guess the thing folds up like an accordion from what I've seen, over.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but I'll tell you what. If it can stop me from having nightmares about being back at Coast Guard headquarters, then it'll be worth every dime, over.
Let's hope that'll help calm those horrible nightmares, over.
Roger, yeah. I mean, I think probably everybody, you know, who spends enough time and retires dreams about that stuff, but I knew not so long ago where I had a meeting with the Vice, and I wasn't really excited about it, over.
I gotcha. Oh, Lordy. All right, sir. Well, good luck on your new acquisition there, and getting it all delivered. And hopefully that you won't be sequestered on that jury. I hope that, although given the highways that you have to travel, that might be a better move, over.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do when I go to town. I'm going to pack a toothbrush and a change of skinnies just in case, over.
Are you actually on a jury, or are you just in the process of being selected?
I'm just in the process of being selected.
So you could actually end up getting sent home with your tail between your legs and saying thanks but no thanks.
I sure hope so.
Well, yeah, I think if you tell them that you're absolutely 100% for the death penalty and hang them high and all that kind of stuff, maybe there's a chance that you'd be dismissed right away.
Well, I'll do my best, and we'll see what happens. But I'll give you a full report in a couple of weeks, at least whatever I can talk about.
Yeah, well, my son went, he had to go down for the jury process, a month or two ago. And as soon as they found out he was retired military, that was the end of that. He was gone, and they didn't want any part of him, over.
I've heard that that's the case, so I'm kind of hoping again that it'll work for me, and I'll be able to come home after the first day and not have to worry about it again.
There you go. All right, sir. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Best of luck to you, and we'll get a report on that new bed. NB8R, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, 73, Semper Paratus.
Yeah, 73 to you, Dick. NB8R to W5CDC. Clear.
Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra.
Whiskey 5, CGC. This is Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra. Good morning, Dick, from Central New Hampshire. We are expected to have a sunny day up to 33 degrees with temperatures down into the zeros at night. We have 8 inches of snow on the ground and a polar vortex over our head. Over.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like cuddling weather up there. I hope you have enough logs for the fire, over.
Yeah, we do. I just put a partial truckload into my garage where I have storage undercover that we can feed directly into the house, and we keep the wood stove going all afternoon and into the night, over.
Roger, roger. As far as moisture on the ground, you got any ice and snow hanging around?
We got about 8 inches of snow covering the ground right now.
Yeah, do they do a good job of clearing the roads off, or do you have to battle that to get into town?
Actually, actually up here in New Hampshire, the town and the state do an excellent job on the roads, and usually by the afternoon the roads are pretty much clear, and if the temperature gets up anywhere near 30, all the snow melts on the roads and we're good. And into my driveway, which is about a quarter mile long, I have a person come in and plow, and he does a great job, over.
Roger that. Well, yeah, half the battle is getting to the street in your case. My gosh. All right. Well, very good, sir. Well, at least you'll be able to get out and do some Christmas shopping.
Yes, sir. We sure can. We'll probably start doing that. Probably this weekend we'll do a little bit.
Roger, roger. Well, very good. We'll say hello to Gus when he comes up at the bottom of the next hour, and I hopefully one of these days I'll be hearing about a direct QSO between the two of you guys. Over.
I hope so too. Over.
All right. 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you next week. Have a good weekend.
You too. 73 over.
7-3 Semper Paratus. Next station, the brand new member to the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club, just got his application in here this morning, and I hope I haven't let propagation go to the point where I can't hear him. He's in Oklahoma, Kilowatt Juliet 5, Mike Papa Radio. Go ahead. Okay, Alan, I am having a little bit of a, just unfortunately, the short skip propagation isn't the greatest right now. I'm in South Lake, Texas. That's just near, the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. So our distances aren't great, but I do have your information here this morning. Alan is a retired CWO Chief Warrant Officer Communications. He served at a bunch of different Coast Guard radio stations, Coast Guard ships. He was at NMC for a while, 8th Coast Guard District in New Orleans, even in Atlanta, which I wish I had a chance to talk to you more about that. I could hear you better. I'd ask you more about Atlanta, because I'm not sure what kind of Coast Guard activities are in Atlanta. That would be kind of interesting to find out. But good to have you on board as a brand new member, and we'll get you listed on the roster this afternoon after the net's over. And also, I believe our club secretary and yeoman will send you out a nice little certificate acknowledging your membership there, Alan. Let me see if I, one more time, I think you said Holdenville is in southeast Oklahoma, is that a Roger? Not quite strong enough to get what you were saying there, Alan, other than the fact that southeast Oklahoma, about all I got. Propagation, unfortunately, next time I'm going to have to take you first because it's better early. It's better early, usually, on the short skips. Over.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see. Anybody, I can't hear him, but I bet you other people can. Anybody else got a good strong copy on Alan, KJ5MPR, over?
November 4, Charlie Golf Romeo.
N4, Charlie Golf Romeo, you got a good copy on him?
USL.
Roger, did you understand, could you tell what he was saying there at the end about, I think it might have been about Atlanta.
Portsmouth, Virginia. He's Atlantic area, as it's supposed to be.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, I don't know how well he's hearing me either. If you could pass along my regards and all the best, 73s and Semper Paratus to KJ5MPR, I appreciate that. Over.
USL, did you copy that? USL, all right, thank you. All right, Whiskey 5, Charlie Gold, Charlie, he said he was hearing you good, and he'll check in next week. All right, you got to check me in too there, November 4, Charlie Gold, Romeo, thank you.
I will, N4CGR, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Thanks for the relay down there, Michael. How you doing, over?
I'm doing pretty good. I stretched up a different wire here. I got an 84-foot right now with a 17-foot radio on it, hanging at about 45, 50 feet. And I figured this will work a little bit better than my vertical was.
Well, it is, because I heard you the very first time you called in, so that's good. Glad you're able to get a little bit better antenna up on the air, and hope you're warm and toasty down there in Florida while the rest of us are freezing.
USL, I'm sitting in my oak tree ham shack on the river right now. It's beautiful out. It's like 75 degrees and nice clear skies. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Man, talking about envy. All right, Michael, thanks a lot for being there. We'll say 73 Semper Paratus to you. N4, Charlie Golf Romeo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Kilo Oscar 4, Michael.
73 is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, November 4, Charlie Golf Romeo, sir.
All right, I got about time maybe for one or two more check-ins. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilo W.
Whiskey Banker 4, Charlie Mary Peter.
All right, WB4CMP, you want to be first up on the next hour?
That'll work for me, Dick.
All right, and who was the Kilo 7?
Kilo 7, Sugar with Sugar.
Oh, Sugar Whiskey Sugar. My gosh, all the way up, all the way in Montana, Roger.
Roger, Roger. Good morning, Dick. How are you?
I'm good. I'm almost afraid to turn my antenna towards Montana, but I'm going to. How you been doing up there?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. The weather's been kind of mucky, but we did get some snow, and then it warmed up, and everything's gone, but it's just been raining like crazy up here, over.
Well, that's wild. Have you got any more cold weather in the forecast? Because, man, it sure is cold east of you.
Oh, good God, I know that. Not really for the next week or two, which is pretty good, I guess. But we're gonna go south and warm up here right after Santa comes and goes. So we'll see how all that works out, over.
Yeah, and where is south? How far south?
Oh, Arizona, over.
Arizona. K7SXN is headed to Arizona, I believe, this week. And a few folks are already down there waiting for you, over.
Roger, Roger. We never leave here until we have to stick around for Santa, you know.
Absolutely. There are certain requirements and that are expected, and so yes, I understand. K7 Delta Delta Mike is the other one, the other Montanan that's already down there waiting for you in Arizona. Over.
QSL. Well, very good. Yeah, no, I was going to check in a little later on in the morning, and then Carl had told me that you guys were down here earlier, so I scanned around a little bit. By golly, there you are. Over.
Well, you're nice and Q5 copy, that's for sure. But if you want, I'll acknowledge you on 14300, but I've got a QSY at this point and get set up there. And if not, we'll say 73 Semper Paratus to you and hope to get the chance to talk to you again before Christmas.
Very good, Dick. Yeah, well, no need. I'm going to, you know, I do a Zoom call with a bunch of friends at 10 o'clock. So I will move on to that and allow you to do your thing. But good to talk to you, Dick.
Good talking to you. 73 Semper Paratus and Merry Christmas. K7SWS W5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, time now for me to QSY to 14300. If you haven't checked in yet and you would like to do so, that would be the place to go. 14300. Don't forget to check in online if you're listening online. I don't think I've got any check-ins today. I hope the heck the mailbox is working. Well, it was working early this morning because I got the application from Alan, so hopefully it's still working. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now QSY to 14300. 73 Semper Paratus.
Now you got plenty of people to help you out, and then all the friendly folks check in with us here in the mornings there. It's just a fun thing to do. From 7 a.m. till noon, 365 days a year, somebody's out here manning this frequency. In general, to listen for emergency or priority traffic, but in between times there, we're checking hams in, and every once in a while we connect people, and they move off frequency, they have a conversation or what have you. Nice place to meet there, so. At 11:59:36, I might have Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie out there. You out there, Dick?
I am here. I'm sitting here trying to stay warm.
Well, we're well above freezing now. We're 34 degrees up here in the Buckeye State. We were below zero yesterday at this time. Last weekend I missed you because I had to be the heck out of this house at 12 noon to go watch the Buckeyes wipe the Wolverines out. Over.
Well, did you actually go to the game?
No. We watched it at the brew pub uptown here. One of like five customers in there, and sipped some good beer and watched the game. Over.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And your team won. I haven't had too good a luck the last few days. That last three teams that I've watched on TV that I wanted to win all lost. So I'm not sure what I should do today. Just be neutral and watch some games, I guess. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, we had the Lions there cleared out good, and the Buckeyes there, and let's see, the Browns didn't do too well, but they'll be back, and that was the football of last weekend or Thursday night, so y'all have a good net there. Signals are good. I don't have any traffic to pass, and you guys will have a good one there. Merry Christmas, Dick. I'll catch you down the log, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you as well, and I'm sure we'll be chatting in the weeks coming up before Christmas again. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are broadcasting live over the Internet on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November. Tune in is the app. Also on Broadcastify on your internet device. And so you can check us out on our webpage, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Oscar Radio Golf. I know that's a lot of information. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Oscar Radio Golf is a website. You can listen to us there as well and check in. There's a check-in on the website link on the left-hand side and let us know you're listening. And we'll include you in the weekly log for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. All right, let's first of all let everybody know that we did do an audit of the membership of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. We do that every year in December, and unfortunately we have a number of silent keys that we were not otherwise notified about, and I have quite a list. This is something that Rick K. Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar puts together. He was on a little earlier but had a local event that he had to go to, so allow me to just read down the list of those who've crossed the bar that we found out about during this past year. KA1UUX, George Cassidy. W1YT, Edward McCarthy. November 2, Radio Charlie Goff, Daniel Jenks. November 3, Delta Lima Sierra, Donald Serlinski. Whiskey 4, November Alpha Delta, Harry Genley. Whiskey Bravo 4, Yankee Delta Mike, Milton Studley. Whiskey Alpha 6, Zulu India Sierra, David Mendenhall. Alpha Hotel 6 Alpha, Donald Shook. Whiskey 6, Delta Golf Foxtrot, Jack Farrington. Whiskey 6, Mike Oscar Romeo, Robert Buckley. Whiskey 6, India Romeo Delta, Wayne Spring. Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Mike Foxtrot, or Papa Mike Echo, Bob Posner. November 7, Echo, or November 7, Foxtrot Romeo, pardon me, my glasses, William Ferguson. Kilowatt India 7, India Lima, Dean Parks. Alpha Lima 7, Golf India, Steve Weissong. Kilo Lima 7, Quebec, Roger Brown. Alpha Lima 8, Tango, Nathaniel Kajias. Kajijas. November Whiskey 8 X-Ray, Richard Williams. November Golf 0 Bravo Victor, Clyde Moore. Those are the ones that have not been announced. I think maybe one or two of those might have been announced. We previously announced that Whiskey 6 Kilo Mexico became a silent key in August as well. That brings our membership total right now to 847. 847. So that is what the membership number is. All of those members crossed the bar this past year, and for that we wish a moment of silence. Fair winds and following seas to all of those who've crossed the bar this past year. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, now listening for Active Duty Coast Guard. Active Duty Coast Guard, W5DGC. Any Active Duty Coast Guard, any Active Duty Coast Guard, or any relays from W5CGC. All right, let's see if we can get a hold of our friend Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, Mr. Nick, up in the Great Pacific Northwest near the city of Seattle, AL7DD. I'll copy.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, copy Q5, over.
Got a Q5 copy on you down here as well. Good to have you on board. How are things up in the Seattle area today?
Well, right now, partly cloudy skies, but they say they're going to cloud up and we're going to go after more rain till probably next Friday. They're predicting flooding and handing out sandbags.
Well, that doesn't sound like good. Do you have a collection of sandbags there, or are you okay?
Oh, I live on a hill. So on either side of me it's water, but no, that's what they're saying. They've been saying it all week, but we haven't gotten a whole lot of rain. But now they're saying that it's going to be an atmospheric river from Hawaii.
Hope things don't get too bad. Kind of mess up all your Christmas shopping if that happens, over.
Well, I think most of them do it on online now, but anyway, yeah, it's going to be, what they say, pretty heavy rain. We'll see.
All right, sir. Well, how about we stand by for you and see what happened this week in Coast Guard history?
Okay, W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4ID, this week in Coast Guard history, in 1917, the French freighter Mont Blanc, loaded with 5,000 tons of high explosives, collided with the Norwegian steamer Emo in the harbor of Halifax, Nova Scotia. The resulting fire detonated the munitions, killing 1,635 people and leveling much of Halifax and its environs. The Coast Guardsmen from Coast Guard cutter Morrow landed to provide assistance. This disaster led to the creation of captains of the port. For major U.S. cities, the Coast Guard was tasked with a new duty. In 1933, Prohibition came to an end when the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. 1941, the Imperial Japanese Navy launched a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor and surrounding Army Air Force airfields in Hawaii. Stationed in Honolulu were the Coast Guard 327-foot cutter Taney, the 190-foot buoy tender Kukui, 225-foot patrol craft Reliance and Tiger, 278-foot patrol boats, and several smaller craft. At the time of the attack, Taney laid at Pier 6 in Honolulu Harbor. Reliance and the unarmed Kukui both lay at Pier 4, and Tiger was on patrol along the western shore of Oahu. All were performing normal duties for a peacetime Sunday. After the attack commenced, Tiger conducted anti-submarine sweeps outside of Pearl Harbor, and Taney opened fire on Japanese aircraft that appeared over Honolulu Harbor. In 1968, Coast Guard cutter White Alder sank after colliding with the motor vessel Helena near White Castle, Louisiana. 17 Coast Guardsmen were killed. 1968, FN Herberto S. Hernandez, a Coast Guard cutter Point Cypress crewman, was killed in action in Vietnam. And in 1988, the Coast Guard hosted an international summit between Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev and President Ronald Reagan. And then Vice President George H.W. Bush on Governor's Island. The summit occurred after Gorbachev had addressed the United Nations. In planning for his trip to the UN, Gorbachev requested a meeting with Reagan, and the White House selected a Coast Guard base at Governor's Island as a meeting place, since it was a secure military installation in the middle of New York Harbor, just minutes away from the United Nations. The leaders met for lunch, and Land Area Commander James Irwin. The summit was characterized as just a luncheon, and the meeting was the last time President Reagan and Gorbachev would meet during Reagan's remaining term. So that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history.
Interesting stuff indeed. Appreciate that very much, Mr. Nick, AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Thank you, sir, and we'll look for you at the bottom of the hour. Over.
Roger, roger.
Okay, let's take some check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, I already have Whiskey Bravo 4 Charlie Mary Peter. He's standing by over in the state of Florida for first up. Who else do we have? Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Alpha Bravo 4 Papa Papa.
Kilo 9 Junior Papa Uniform,
K9 ZPU.
Alpha Bravo 4 Papa Papa, K9 ZPU. Other Coast Guard vets?
Whiskey Bravo 2 Echo Lima Delta.
Bravo 2 Echo Lima Delta. Sounds like I heard a Kilo Mike. Anybody copy that station? He's too light for me to get a call sign.
N6NRV and KL0, Quebec Zulu.
N6NRV, thank you, and KL0 Quebec Zulu. Do we have any other Coast Guard veterans out there? N7AE, okay, there's Mr. Mike. Other Coast Guard vets?
Whiskey Zero.
Okay, Nick, what was the one you got? Was it W0ENE?
Hello, you're K4B, the one with the big screen. Special investigation in Seward, Florida.
Okay, everybody, I'm a little bit not sure what I've got here, so let's just stand by. Let me see one more time. I'm going to call for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
Alpha Hotel Germany.
All right, Hotel Germany, give me the rest of the call.
Kilowatt 6 Alpha Hotel Germany.
Kilowatt 6 Alpha Hotel Germany, got you. Was there another Coast Guard vet?
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Romeo Quebec Kilo.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Romeo Quebec Kilo, is that a roger? Okay, let me work this crew and we'll see if we can get a little better signal on some of the other ones there. Alpha Bravo, no wait, Whiskey Bravo 4, Charlie Mary Peter, WB4CMP, how you doing?
W5CGC, Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. We have a light overcast here today, 81 degrees. And I guess I'm waiting for my next great adventure on Tuesday when they remove the cataract from my left eye. Back to you.
Gonna have to pay a little visit to the doctor. Is that what I hear?
Yeah, it takes about 15 minutes to do the surgery and replace the lens. But it's worth it. My right eye, you know, when I have my right eye taken care of, turn the lights back on. It's been many years since I've had this kind of vision. Back to you.
Well, very good, Ray. We'll hope everything goes well and you get that all taken care of. I guess we'll get a report for you for next week. How long is the recovery time on that?
Well, the recovery is just a matter of keeping drops in my eyes and keeping everything lubricated, I guess. Back to you.
Roger, roger. All right, sir. Well, good luck with that and a speedy recovery to you. And I hope you have a good week out there otherwise. Whiskey Bravo 4, Charlie Mary Peter, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, Semper Paratus, Dick.
Alpha Bravo 4, Papa Papa.
Good morning, AB4PP. And I sat and listened to the last hour on 327.
I missed getting checked in over there. I was on the bug net on 10123 over there working my bugs for a while and looked up and saw the time and came over to 327 and I was late, so I sat there and listened for an hour. Learned a lot, what can I say? I don't put the mic on the air very much, but for you today it's special. Anyway, let's see, I had a couple of notes I wrote down here.
It's good that Ray's going to be able to see out of both eyes if they do it.
And I don't think they go to the house to do those surgeries get there, Dick. I think they still have to do it in an emergency room or surgery room or something like that. I don't think they could do a cataract in the house.
That would be a real chore.
Hey, let's see. Been busy, quilting, painting. Got stuff started on his number art painting the past time once in a while. And on the radio chasing sodas and photos and whatnot on CW, and that's about it. Been going to the doctor, and the last time I went, the check was okay. My CSA count was down to 0.072 or something. And I've got to go back in next month for a follow-up. And things sounded good. I went to see the doctor and the proctologist, oncologist, whatever you want to call him. He
Kate said, sit down, KP. He said, I got some good news and some bad news. I said, oh, really? So I sat down and he said, no, the bad news is I'm not going to get to see you again. And I said, wait a minute, are you leaving or what's going on? He said, no. He said, I'm staying. He said, you're leaving. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, you don't have to come back anymore. He said, that's the good news. He said, your cancer's gone. I said, oh, wow.
He was a jokester.
But, not on my favor.
Anyway, he made me feel good that I wouldn't have to come back again.
I've got to go do a follow-up, and I've got to be next month over there at Duke University. So that's good news. And just been active on the band, on CW, and been playing with the Bengali Intrepid Bug and the Cootie Paddle and the PNC and the other Bible Tech Plug, just making contacts here and there, having a lot of fun. And, of course, I still use the paddles, the Mercury and the Bengali HSP3. I'm on there mostly on CW. I don't ever try to stay on except for one or two minutes during the day. Check in, check out, and say hello. Let them know I'm still alive. And that's what I'm doing with you today because I always think of you on Saturday morning. And that's about it. It's 40, it's down to 39 again. It's 39 degrees here. Overcast. You do not have any light stuff, and it hasn't rained since yesterday. Back to you, but maybe more people.
All right, sir. Very good. AB4PP, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, a lot going on there. Thank you very much for that report, and I'm glad you're getting a chance to keep the CW frequencies hot and bothered with all your CW work. And certainly do appreciate you checking into the Coast Guard CWNet on Thursdays, and hope you able to get everything accomplished with your Christmas shopping. Also glad you're you've got a good health report from the doctor. That's really great news. So congratulations on that. Alpha Bravo 4, Papa Papa, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, take care. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus, Dick. We'll see you. Try to get in here next.
Kilowatt 9, Zulu Papa Uniform.
W5 CGC in the Coast Guard net from K9 CPU. Pat here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Good morning, everybody. And happy Saturday. It's cold here in Wisconsin. Yes, it is. And it's starting to get colder. So I guess we're supposed to dip down below zero tonight for the first time, which means that tomorrow there'll be a frozen tundra for the Bears and the Packers. They're going to play up in Green Bay. So we'll see how that turns out. Man, I'm telling you, that hard turf is something else. But Lisa and I are fine here, Dick, and hope you and the captain are doing well. And we're done with our Christmas shopping. A little bit more modest this year because we have some other things that we have to do financially. But it's all done, and our Christmas cards are all sealed. Now we're just waiting for the holiday stamps from the post office to arrive so we can get them in the mail. Let's see, Indiana and Ohio State play tonight. That ought to be a scrap.
That ought to be a real dogfight, I think.
And we'll root for Indiana, by golly. Ohio State's been number one too long. Back to you, Dick, W5CGC from K9ZPU.
You better be careful. There's a lot of people from Ohio on the frequency. They're liable to descend on your house, you know, with evil RF or something. You never know. Well, I have to tell you, I'm envious of you and all you're so buttoned up with all your Christmas shopping and Christmas cards and everything else. I have a list somewhere. I haven't checked it twice yet, but I'm getting ready to do that. But we're working on getting motivated here. So far, we haven't had much motivation. So, and as far as the football is concerned, a combination football and basketball, the last three teams I rooted for all lost. So I'm not rooting for anybody today because I don't want any bad RF pouring down on my head. Over.
Copy that. I don't see any evil waves coming here yet, but they still might. So very good. Well, you'll get motivated as they get closer, Dick, I'm sure. You got that nice family to remember at Christmas, and Lisa and I are going to be just two of us here at home. We don't travel in the wintertime,
away from home very far because of the uncertainty of the weather, you know, and so on, the roads. So it'll just be us, but are you going to have a house full again, or are you going to get invited somewhere else, do you think, over?
I think we'll have a house full. My son and his family, he's got, you know, with between his kids and the extended kids that he inherited when he got married, it gets kind of crowded with two large, one large dog and one small dog. They'll all be crowded around in here somewhere, over.
Copy that. Yeah, it's kind of hilarious. The German Shepherd and the little miniature Schnauzer. That must be quite a scene at your house. And we'll be here listening for the duration. Thanks for getting me in here, and thanks for running the net. You do a fine business job. And always good to talk to you, my friend. Number 473, W5CGC from K9ZPU.
Very good, sir. K9ZPU, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Have a great week, and congratulations again. Stay warm up there and enjoy all that football watching. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
10-4 RBO, standing by.
W5CGC, this is Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Good afternoon, Dick. I got up this morning to a bit of a surprise to see white stuff on the ground, which I haven't seen yet, and I really don't want to see. Didn't get a lot, just a dusting. But it's been pretty cold here in New Jersey. I imagine you're pretty cold down here, too. It's 34 right now. Haven't seen the sun yet. It's pretty clear out there. Yesterday, I went for my pre-surgery exam. I have a hernia operation coming up in the middle of December. Hopefully, that will go well. And I guess that's about it. One other thing, I have some cameras on the outside of the house. One of them is now saying the batteries are low, so I got to get a ladder and climb up there, and I'm a little worried about that with the cold weather and everything, but I'm going to have to do it because there's no warm weather in the future, so I guess I'm just going to have to do it. Back to you.
Of course, the batteries have to go dead in the dead of winter when it's cold outside and all kinds of things, maybe rain and snow and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I understand how that works. Well, good luck with the surgery. Whatever it is a routine and goes the way you want it to. Hopefully you'll be all patched up and ready to go for Christmas. Over.
Yeah, that's the timing on it will be just in, like I said, the middle of December. It's a hernia surgery, and it's not a serious thing, but I guess I'll be down for about 5 days or something to a week. But just want to get it over with and get it done with, and that'll be the end of it. Okay, Dick, we'll say 73s to you. I'd like to say next time I talk to you, it's going to be a warmer time, but unfortunately, it may just be an even colder time because it's kind of unusual to have this kind of temperature and weather this time of the year for us. And actually, officially, it's not even winter yet. 73 Sectors is WB2ELD, Semper Paratus.
73 Semper Paratus, Whiskey Baker 2, Echo Lima Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. November 6, November Rio Victor. Well, I got a copy on you now that I got the antenna pointed your direction. How are things up in your neck of the woods? Over.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm coming in USN5. Didn't make it to the Zutnet last week. That's there. So, not there. But, I got my life surprisingly opened my email. There was my copy of Bob Wendling for me. Always enjoy getting that. Over.
Roger that. Well, be sure you respond to Don. Otherwise, I think he's about ready to retire the whole thing. Send him some love. Over.
Now, Roger on that. Yes, I did send him. Yeah, he sounded a little despondent. send off, sends it off to them. So we're trying to get ready for the holidays here. Haven't sent our Christmas cards out yet. We'll probably do that this week. We have the tree up, we have it decorated, so we got that part done. So I just have a little Christmas shopping.
Roger that. Well, very good, sir. Well, good luck with the Christmas shopping, and hope the weather stays reasonable for you to do all of that. Good to have you on board. Hopefully you'll make the CWNet on Thursday. N6NRV, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus.
N6NRV, 73.
Kilo Lima Zero, Quebec Zulu.
Good morning, Dick. Very happy on you. Any other results, so it's been a busy week, John. The routine medical scan type things, the car repair shops have been keeping me busy. And then Thursday morning, my refrigerator died. I've waited the last 2 days to replace it. The week just fly by. So. Good news is the temperature is starting to warm up a little bit more. But the 60s, and we may be even at 80 by the end of next week. So, lots of good news, and that's about it from here. Gale Zero, Quebec Zulu, Semper Paratus.
All right, Glenn, I'm telling you, if you get one thing fixed and another thing breaks, you just must not have the right kind of luck. It seems like it's all bad. Good Lord. Well, I hope the refrigerator thing has resolved itself, and you can cool the 807s again. KL0 Quebec Zulu, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. At least you're down there enjoying some good warm weather in Arizona. Take care. We'll look for you next week. November 7 Alpha Echo. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty well, Dick. Still recovering, of course, from that thing. But doing well, Dick. Go ahead.
Well, that's good. That's good. Making progress. You sounded pretty good. I've got a Q5 copy on you right at the moment. How's your? Are you able to get out of the house at all yet, or are you still pretty much confined to quarters? Over.
Well, no, I've been out. Part of the recovery is, get out, walk around a bit, which you can, and, but take it easy. So, no, I've been out, I drove into town yesterday. Probably should have, but I'm fine with driving. I don't have any issue with that. The doctor's main concern with that, I think, was that after a surgery like this, there's a possibility of seizures.
Roger that. Well, let's hope so. Well, it sounds like you've come quite a ways from where you were there for a while, and kind of a scary situation. So I'm glad to hear that that things have much improved, and maybe even get a chance to enjoy a little Christmas celebration in a few weeks. Over.
Yeah, we're hoping to get on my sister-in-law's bidet today, and that's our annual thing. If I get the okay to drive, we'll be going down.
Roger, roger. Well, let's hope so. All right, sir. Well, enjoy your week there. Good to have you on the air with us here, and keep us posted on how things are going. 73 Semper Paratus, November 7 Alpha Echo, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and we'll see you again next week.
Okay, Dick. I'll try to be on the air. Hopefully it's helping a bit. W5 CDC N7AE. Happy holidays to all. Have a good day.
It And it did. And, you know, definitely need all the smoke you can get coming out of there. So, I heard you 100% the entire time. So that's a good news. N7AE, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus, going down to South Texas. Let's see if I can make that trip. If not, I'm going to get Mr. Nick to help me out. Kilowatt 6 Alpha Hotel Golf.
Yes, Nick, you are fine into your solid S5 in and out, but you've got a good signal this morning, over.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of short skip. I had we've got a new member up in Oklahoma that I was able to hear. Not real good, but I think maybe we're going to try to get him to come up a little bit earlier in the morning. I think the short skip is a little better then. So, but we've got you 100%. How you doing down there in South Texas? Hopefully it's a little warmer than up here. Over. Roger, roger. Very good, sir. Well, you getting all set for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. We don't have any relatives in our area. All of my wife's relatives are on the East Coast, and all of my relatives are on the West Coast, so we don't get together very often, over.
I understand how that works. I got them scattered all over the place, too. At least we've got some here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, my son and his family, and the crowd that turns out to be on Christmas Day is pretty extensive. So we'll have a good time. We'll wish you a 7-3's Semper Paratus and a Merry Christmas if we don't chat with you before then. K6 Alpha Hotel Golf, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, thanks for being there, Al.
Real fine, Dick. Thank you very much also for being there. And we certainly make every effort to ensure you up through the holidays here. 73, all the best. Love you, Dick. 5CGC, K6AHG.
Roger, roger. 73, Semper Paratus. Kilowatt Foxtrot 0, Radio Quebec Kilo. Kilowatt Foxtrot 0, Radio Quebec Kilo in Iowa. AL7DD, you want to try calling him? I don't know. He's in Iowa, might be in that zone where I can't get him. Over.
Yeah, what was his call sign?
Kilowatt Foxtrot 0, Radio Quebec Kilo. That would be a first-time check-in.
Okay, Kilo Fox Zero, Radio Quebec Kilo. You copy Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4 Net Control.
Kilo Fox Zero, Romeo Quebec Kilo. Yeah, I heard you. Can Net Control hear me?
Yeah, he came back to you, Nick.
Romeo Quebec Kilo.
Yeah, he's really late. I heard him come back, but I'm not hearing much.
Okay, let me try it from here. Patrick, KF0RQK, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, welcome to the Coast Guard Net. You're a light copy for both of us. Do you have any prior Coast Guard service? Over.
I'm in the Coast Guard 4 years, 2 months, and had a good time. Really did.
Yeah, very good, Pat. What years were you in the Coast Guard? What was your Raider rank? Over.
77 to 81. Ended up as an AT-2, Aviation Electronics Technician, second class.
Aviation Electronic Technician, second class, 77 to 82. I ended up in the wrong line of my logbook. Well, welcome to the Coast Guard Net. Good to have you on board from up in, it says Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I'm glad I'm able to make the trip right at the moment, and appreciate you being there. We do the net each and every week here on 14300, start actually at 10 o'clock Central Time up on 14327. Have you paid a visit to our website yet? Over.
Yes, I have visited the website. It's
check. I assume it's on a ship. Wouldn't know, and we spent a minute on a vessel in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, that's Coast Guard Cutter Ingham, museum ship down at Key West. That's the Radio Shack from there. And that was after CW had been eliminated from the Coast Guard radio rooms, but the shack was still there. Well, if you have gone to the website, that's good news. If you could fill out the form for the membership application, if you haven't done that already. And there's no fees or dues, and we don't do anything with the information except to share it with other members, all Coast Guard veterans, and we'll send one to you as well. Over.
I actually am registered, got my letter that I'm in there. Appreciate it.
Well, very good. I'm glad you have, and I'll definitely go and definitely make sure you're on the roster. And thank you very much for checking in with us today, and hope you'll continue to do that in the weeks to come. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and have a very Merry Christmas. Over.
73 and Semper Paratus.
KF0, Radio Quebec Kilo, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, November 4, Radio Bravo Lima.
N4 RBL back to W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, Dick, I'm a little late this morning there. The XYL had a take me type thing for the XYL, so that's why I'm late to this weekend. Your signal's down quite a bit, even though I got AMP2 on. Pre-AMP2, and I will mention to you that a good friend of mine and a fellow service member of your dad, a fellow Chief Petty Officer, Senior Chief Ralph Dunn, he served with your dad in the 70s and 80s, and he had triple bypass surgery December 1st, and I visited him yesterday, and he's having a hard time with the surgery. So if other members happen to know him, I hope that they include him in their prayers. So I'm not a prayer, but I prayed for Ralph. He's also a former police officer here in Louisville. And it's about 31 degrees, 32 degrees, heavy overcast here in Louisville. And it we probably won't go above 36, 38 degrees today. So that being said, I don't know if you know what I retired as, MK, Master Chief Petty Officer, which is formerly Engineman. So that's what I retired at. So that being said, Dick, thanks for being there. Thanks for picking me up. And hope to be on time next week again. If I don't catch you, you have a very Merry Christmas, but I hope to be here before then. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, N4 RBL, Semper Paratus to one and all on the net. N4 RBL, bye.
All right, N4 RBL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, Joe. Well, we'll certainly keep your friend, the friend of Andy's, former Coast Guardsman and police officer, in our thoughts and prayers. And so we'll certainly do that. Hope he gets along to a full recovery. We'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. See you next week. N4 RBL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. Time for the Alaska Patrol. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. KL7IQQ, KL7 India Sierra, KL7IWC. I don't know where Larry is right now. He was down here last week. KL2, pop the mic. Any of our Alaskans, call now. Wow. KL7IWC, Larry, you want out.
Zero, Charlie, 9 Alpha, 2, 2.
Okay, well, very good, yeah. I wasn't sure if you were still down here or not. I know you were going to go back and forth, so anyway, big signal out of Juneau today, and I don't know if you heard Glenn, but he had a pretty good signal. Yeah, his refrigerator went out, and his car is in the garage, and the poor fella, and so he's, at least the temperatures are getting above 60 degrees for him. Roger, roger. Well, you're on the north side of the atmospheric river. We're going to get inches of rain down here, and it's supposed to be in the 55, 57 degree range, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, I can feel for you for all that snow. Well, you know, I hope it is. The Bear Gulch fire was still, after several weeks of rain, it was still smoldering. I don't know any late word on it, but I was surprised when they said that, over. Yeah, roger, roger. So, like I said, I haven't heard any late words, but a couple of weeks ago they were still saying it was smoldering. So, anyway. All right, well, you have a good trip back and forth, and hopefully it's not gonna, the snow's not going to hold you up. Huh? Okay, Larry, KL7IWC, Semper Paratus, you and 73. And we'll hope to hear you next week, one way or the other. Who's the other station? Was that Peter, KL7 India Sierra? There he is. That was Peter. How was your trip? Remembered last week when you told us about that, so glad that you could make it down there for that, and at least you had decent weather, I think, over. Yeah, roger, roger. Well, very good. And how's up in Anchorage? I see you're getting some snow. Yeah, KL7IS and KL7DD. Well, you dropped out on me there, and I think that's part of the CME that we had the other day. They said it's supposed to hit on the 7th. So anyway, you're pretty good up until the last part there, Peter. So anyhow, we'll say 73, stumps for Paradis, and you have a good safe trip on the way out, over. Okay, Peter, you have a good week coming up. 73, Semper Paradis, clear with KL7IS. How about KL2, pop the mic and Glacier View? KL2, pop the mic. No, Mr. Brendan, how about KL7IQQ in the Kiski Town? He's been having some problems with his radio. No KL7IQQ. Anybody else in Alaska, U.S. Coast Guard, amateur radio net? KL7, question mark? Oh, KL7JHR, my old buddy, how you doing? Yeah, I hope you and Martha are holding back the fort there with the rain and the wind and whatnot. And if you hear old Larry, KL7IQQ, over there in Nikiski, I understand he's having some rig problems or something, over. He was real loud from what I heard, and so I just wondered if he was still having his rig problem. All right, well, you and Martha take care, and if we don't talk to you before then, you have a good holiday and Merry Christmas, over. Okay, thanks for checking in this morning. Let's see if we can get a hold of Carlton, W86ANH, the quad's coming around towards Denver. See if Carlton, I didn't get an email from him, so I'm expecting to hear from him. W86ANH, KL7DD.
KL7DD with W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W86ANH. All is well. We're getting above freezing today. It was 25 last night, but it will get up to at least 40 today. But we're getting a big snowstorm on I-70. Avalanches and everything else, I-70. So you don't want to be driving on the roads, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, you're pretty good signal this morning, up and down a little bit. But we hear you pretty good there, Carlton. So everything going along well for you?
Roger, roger. I had my eye examined again yesterday, and I'm no longer blind. I don't know anything, don't have a brain. They replaced everything, and I can see 100% again. Over.
Oh, well, that's great news. I've been praying for you, and your blindness has gone away. And so now just keep putting one foot in front of the other there. Over.
Roger. Well, I'll tell you, I'm totally surprised. I'm very happy to say it worked. I would never tell anybody you can't do it. I was scared to death. But boy, it was a wonderful thing what they can do with magic now in those hospitals. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, by golly, we're still happy for you. And like I said, I've been praying that your blindness would go away. So good to hear from you. Everything else going along?
Yeah, everything is going along fine. I can't find the leg replacement, so if they could fix my legs, I could run again and go camping and all that stuff. But I'm doing all right. Health-wise, all is well. Over.
Okay, Carlson. Well, that's what we want to hear. And you take care, and good to hear from you. Over. Okay, Semper Paratus, Carl. We'll look for you next week.
Let's see if we can get a hold of Gus. N87J, 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 I'll believe it's 7 Delta Delta.
KLTNDC,
N87J.
You're only 10 over and high fidelity, over.
Yeah, I looked at the estimator and way over to the right, over.
Somewhere, I don't want to hope it didn't break it. Anyhow, good morning. Glad you got me a little bit later. Mars Radio monthly Zoom call we had going on, so I had one ear on that, one ear on the radio, trying not to miss the call here, so fortunately, you're a little bit later than usual, but good to hear your own propagation seems good. I've been hearing Richard all morning, so looks like the propagation map said no, but the signals are coming through anyway, so go figure. But I'm flying here, a quiet week, a little rain off and on, which we desperately needed. But today it's kind of sunny, normal trade wind, white puffy clouds over the cold clouds and blue sky elsewhere. So just looking forward to a nice Saturday here. And Christmas season, yeah, is coming on pretty strong. Seems to be a very nice season this year. People seem a little more friendly, a little gentler. Easier going, and even in the stores. So just noticing that, and enjoying it. So not planning on a whole lot. We take it easy. We don't get all excited. It's about the kids. So all the best to you, Nick. Nice to hear you this morning. AL7DD and of course Garnet N87J.
Okay, that's big signal. And did you hear Peter and Anchor? He was QSD here, so up and down.
Yes, I could hear them, not too strong, but I could hear them. I'm beaming that way, over.
Okay, I just wondered, because he was up and down. In fact, at one point I lost him, but anyway. Thanks, Gus, and you and Cesco take care, and rest easy. We're going to get some rain from you guys at the Sharon River. It's supposed to be moving in here, and in some warm weather, too, and 50-degree temperatures up here. So, anyway. Semper Paratus, aloha.
Okay, and I think someone needed a relay. Maybe they're hearing me. Is there another station there needing a relay? So KL2 Papa Mike Glacier View, good morning, over. Okay, Papa Mike said... I guess it was pretty windy, power's out, 8 degrees, I'll copy.
I copied a little bit, his signal was pretty weak too, I called him a couple of times, but they got some bad weather up there in Anchortown and Glacier View out in the valley, so thanks Gus, and tell Rick, Semper Paratus for us, and thanks for checking in.
Okay, Roger, and Rick, Roger, back to you, thank you so much for checking in. Not too much signal getting from Alaska to Seattle for some reason, but I'm hearing you in Hawaii. Okay. So thank you, Rick, and Semper Paratus. Have a great Christmas season, over. Okay, all set. KL2PM signed off, over.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot for that. That CME that's supposed to hit tomorrow might be affecting the Royal Oval over Alaska, but anyway, thanks, Gus. Semper Paratus, aloha, and W5CGC, back over to you there, Richard, AL7DD.
Alrighty, AL7DD, N87J, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie 73, Semper Paratus to you out there, Gus, and aloha. Mr. Nick, was that KL7IWC that you worked before, Peter?
Yeah, KL7IWC, Larry's back in Juneau for a couple of weeks, and then KL7IS and KL7JHR, my old buddy, and so that's the ones I had.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Got just a couple of minutes here. So let's see if I've got a couple more quick check-ins here. Looking for Coast Guard veterans. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima, go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Cold, wet, and rainy here in Tallahassee. But that's okay, because now we're not in a drought. I got 5 inches of Tallahassee here.
All right, sir. A little bit of rain out there in Tallahassee. I'm glad you got, sounds like a little bit more than a little bit. 7-3's Bob, Robert running real short. KG4RAL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, thanks for being there. Any other Coast Guard veterans want to get in under the wire? Again, please. I didn't get that call sign. Is it a two station? Okay, ending an X-ray again.
November 2, Bravo Tango X-ray.
Into Bravo Tango X-ray. Now that the antenna's turned, I've got you logged in as well. Thank you for being there, over.
Roger. I haven't been on here for quite a while. My FT-3000 had to be sent in for some repair work, and I got it back, and it's working fine now. But otherwise, we're doing great. 5 years clear of my bladder cancer now, and we're up here in the old lake effect area, where we got lake effect snow off of Lake Erie, and then we got hit the next day with lake effect snow off of Lake Ontario. Over.
You got a double whammy there. Well, very good, Charles. Well, it's good to have you back on the air. Rig sounds really good. I'm real short on time, so I'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you to get back in here next week. Roger?
Roger. Semper Paratus to you and to all of our members out there. Thank you.
All right, sir. Any other Coast Guard veterans, real quick? Nick, you hear anybody?
Really light.
All right, once again, any Coast Guard veterans? Well, I'm not hearing anybody. If you wish to check in and you haven't done so, please go to the website, upper left-hand corner, SSBNet check-in, and we will include you on the internet check-in list for the day. AL7DD, thank you very much for your assistance today. It's getting a little bit crowded out there. Over.
Yeah, roger, and 73, Semper Paratus there, Richard, and turn her over to Don, VA6, Fox Hotel.
73, Dick, WATGA.
Okay, I'm not sure who that was.
73, WATGA.
Oh, Whiskey 8, Charlie Golf Alpha, sent a little money down to Mr. Bill last week. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, and so is the ship.
Yeah, well, I haven't talked to him in a long time. All right, 7-3, Semper Paratus, Merry Christmas, Whiskey 8, Charlie Golf Alpha, take care.
73.
And Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, got more takers than I've got time, over.
Wow, that was like a good day then, over.
Didn't get the full call sign, Dick, but W5 Tango Charlie was calling you.
Okay. Don, did you hear that W5 station?
No, I didn't.
Is there a W5 station trying to call?
Nope.
I guess not. Well, we could probably keep this up for another 10 minutes, but I won't. How are you doing, sir? And I hope the weather is moderated. Over.
Relay. Well, it's, let's see, what is it now? It's minus, let's see, 26, 23, it was minus 9 a little while ago, so, I know, I'm sorry, at 9 degrees a little while ago. It's now about the same, it hasn't changed. Lots of snow on the ground. We have about a foot in total, over.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you can keep it all up there. No snow here yet, and hopefully there won't be any this year. It always turns into a total mess when that happens. Anyway, good to have you back with us, Mr. Don, and you're sounding good down here in North Texas. No trouble at all. Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, big 73s to you, and have a good net.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much, Dick, and the same to you, Nick. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And Nick, you had a very nice F9 signal in telemetry this morning. 73, guys.
73. Your F9, you're done.
I think that was W5KCI that was calling you, Dick. W5KCI.
Okay, there was somebody there, but I can't make him out. Anyway, so let's just get Dick into the logger here. This is Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. My name is Don, Doug Ocean Nancy. I live in Lethbridge, which is in southern Alberta. And my internet's not going to be very good this morning. I'm 55 miles north of the Montana border, 113 miles southeast of Calgary, Alberta. And I'm here incoming at control station for this opening session of the Maritime Mobile Service. Now, before we begin, do we have any stations?